What's wrong with the sauce?
Oh, nothing. I'm just so happy to have a home-cooked meal. Just needs a little salt.
What? It's perfect.
No, just a pinch.
You haven't changed a bit. You always have to be in control.
Well, I don't remember you complaining.
Well, I wasn't allowed to. It was one of your rules.
Yeah, well, I may hold the reins a little tight, but life is complicated, especially once you have kids. You know, when they're little, you're their whole world. And then one day the wall goes up and you're on one side and they're on the other.
Well, they don't like to admit it, but they want us to break through.
Yeah, well, maybe Serena, but Eric, I don't know what he wants.
You're awfully concerned about a 14-year-old boy breaking curfew.
Well, it's not my curfew he's breaking. He's been staying at the Ostrov Center.
Ostrov Center?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it drugs? Drinking?
No, he's not a bad kid. He's just a lonely one.
Depression? Is it bad?
Bad enough to try to kill himself.
I'm sorry.
No, I don't know why. I don't know what I did or I didn't do, but I just don't know what to do to make sure it doesn't happen again.
All you can do is be there for them.
Oh, I hope that's Dan or Serena.
Hello. Hey, great. Yeah. Actually, I can tell her. His mother's here with me. It's a long story. Sounds good. Take care. So, he's with Dan and Serena, and everyone's fine.
All right, I should go meet them.
I'll wrap this up.
No, you know what? This isn't going to travel well. Why don't I just stay here and I can eat it quickly?
It would be a shame to let it go to waste.